News Talk 1620 WTAW. On the road somewhere between Austin and Bryan College Station with Royce Hickman, the president and CEO of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Legislative day taking place, and how'd things go?
Went great, Bill. I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you about it. We had really, I think, the best day we've had. And I've been doing this since the first trip up here for me was 1999. And it's just, we've had extremely positive feedback. When we were visiting with Representative Brown, he told us that he had been stopped in the hall and actually had a couple of the representatives corner him on the floor to tell him how impressed they were with the people that came in and visited them with them from our delegation. It's just been we've had a good group of people, almost 60 people. We divided up into roughly 16 teams, and everybody took 9, 10, or 11, representatives or senators to visit. And we hit every office of an elected official up here today.
Well, and that's what's important, that you have the group of volunteers. You know, part of your job responsibility is to do those types of things. But when the elected officials actually see volunteers, when they actually see citizens interested enough in one-on-one conversation, I think that makes an impact.
Bill, I cannot stress the importance of that enough. It is truly them seeing our volunteers who they're aware pay their own way to come on this trip. And you're right, they see the chamber and some of the folks, and they say, well, that's part of your job description and all that. And they're nice to us, and they listen to us, but it has a bigger impact when we come up with a delegation of concerned citizens from our community.
So what was the focal points on this
trip?
We had
five major areas. We had transportation, healthcare, education, economic development or economic and workforce development, and then energy. And you know, one of the key things, if I could just interject this, we walked in, and by the way, let me just say that that legislative action plan was developed by our legislative affairs committee by going out and soliciting input from the people in our community. Our partners, the two cities, the county, the Texas A&M, Blinn College, all had input into this legislative action plan. Then it went to our board, who approved it. But when we walked in the door in all of these offices, about the first thing we said was, we appreciate that you're in a major budget problem in this, you know, here, and you're dealing with that. We're not here to ask for any more money. And I mean, all you could see the tension leave and they relax. And I think then that's one of the reasons we got a good reception. You know, we were asking for them to maintain funding and education, for instance. We were asking for them to provide some opportunities for the biomed corridor to develop, which would bring jobs and money from the federal government into our state. And there were a lot of things that were on our agenda that not only benefited Bryan College Station, but in some cases even more so benefited the state. And so that's why a lot of these representatives from other communities were, I think, receptive to our plan.
What happens from here? Because it's awfully early in the session that you make this visit, and hopefully the impact is going to stay with these folks for the next couple of months.
Yeah. Well, we actually collected contact information from all of the people we visited. And, you know, sometimes we were able to visit with the elected officials. A lot of times it's with the staff person, and that's, you know, that's really key because they're the ones that do a lot of the work behind the scenes and all. We collected all this contact information, and what we will do is then be in touch with them as bills are introduced, and we can say, you know, when we were there, we visited on this issue. Senate Bill number, you know, 125 is the one that, you know, we are in favor of you passing to accomplish this. And I think that's going to be the key is to have some follow up with these folks and communicate with them. And you're very perceptive to understand that's a major part of what we do. You can't go in there for a day and leave and not. You expect that you're going to accomplish as much as you would if you stay on top of it.
So there is a method to the madness of making the visit the last couple of days in order
right.
to set up the continual contact through the rest of the session.
Yeah, absolutely. absolutely. And as I mentioned, we've collected this data. We'll get it into Dena Gaskin in our office. She'll accumulate all of that, and we'll be able to, you know, we'll develop an email list and stay in touch with a lot of these folks. One of the things we told them is, if you have bills that are important to your community, you know, get in touch with us. And, you know, if it's something that is good for the state, and, you know, we offered to not only to, you know, we communicated that this is a two-way street. You know, it's not only what we'd like to have you do for us, how can we help you? And I think that's another reason we get well received.
You also mentioned that you've been doing this since 1999. I'm sure there were some first or second timers on this particular trip. Give me some observations of how you observed their reactions visiting Austin.
Well, I think they were surprised at the organization that we have. You know, we've been doing this enough that we know pretty well how to do this. We had a reception last night, had a number of folks come by that we were able to visit with. The other plus to that is it gives our delegation a chance to meet each other, or you know, hopefully they've all met by now, but sometimes it may be that they've just had a handshake and they know the person, and this gives them a chance to get to know them better. But I think the comments I've heard from first-timers are, I made a comment to one person that, you know, this is maybe the best trip we've had up here as far as the reception we've had and what we've been able to, you know, in my opinion, accomplish. And they said, I'm so glad to hear that this is my first time and it's all good to me, but I didn't know how it compared. And I think, you know, the folks I've talked to that have been with us before, they were real pleased with the folks that agreed to come this year. They thought we had a very strong delegation that represented the community. You know, we had folks from, we had elected officials and staffers from both cities. We had a county commissioner with us. We had a Texas A&M representative with us. And then we had a number of business leaders and chamber leaders. A large number of my board of directors are on this trip. And I just think that presents our community very well.
And then you turn around a little bit later in the year and head to D.C., and then there's some similarities there.
Yeah. We'll go there May 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. And we actually, what's interesting is we used to go to Austin, and it was pretty much a kind of a show trip. We'd go in on buses and spend one day there and, you know, be introduced in the Senate chambers and the House chambers and make a couple of calls on people and leave. And we became very effective in our Washington trip by dividing up into teams and visiting the entire Texas delegation, and we started developing a real strong reputation with the delegation in Washington, as well as people in the with the Texas Association of Business and Texas Chamber of Commerce executives about how effective we were legislatively. And we sit one day and says, why don't we take the things we've learned in Washington and apply them to Austin? And that's where we've been much more effective the last, I think this is the third year that we've designed the trip the way we have, where it's a two-day trip, and we've been able to get a lot more accomplished. And I'm not sure I got all the question answered that you wanted, but there is a definite correlation. And the other positive is there are a number of people that were on this trip that have been to Washington with us. And, of course, even if they haven't been to Austin, the fact that they've been to a legislative trip with us makes them an experienced, you know, member of our team that's a big asset to us.
Any other observations that listeners would be interested in?
Well, I, you know, we live in a great community, and it's great because we have great people that are willing to invest their time and their finances into making the community stronger, and today's a perfect example of that. A lot of really good people that took a block of time yesterday and all day today to come over here and get our action plan in front of these elected officials. You know, the thing is, there's people up here all the time talking about what their opinion is on issues. And if we're not here, then it's the other opinion that's going to win out by default. So it's very important for us to be here and to get the opinion of the citizens of our community, and particularly the business community, across to the elected officials. And I just can't underestimate. I have always believed that an active legislative affairs committee is one of the most important activities of any chamber of commerce.
Royce Hickman with the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.